Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Welcome back to another episode of Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dana Pacheco, and joining with me today, as always, are my co-hosts, Camden Powell. That's because he just ate a big old animal cracker cookie. And Jackson Savastrini.
Good afternoon.
Or good morning, depending on when you're listening. This episode, we're going to look at Sony Animation's latest film, The Mitchells vs. The Machines. These are the same people who did Spider-Verse. So maybe they did another good animated film. Maybe they did.
Maybe. You'll never know if you don't listen to the next, however, probably 30 to 40 minutes of this podcast.
But before...
What if they watched the movie?
Well, then why?
Then they wouldn't know, because they aren't allowed to form opinions without listening to our podcast first.
The facts have been stated already, Camden. Mm-hmm. You don't have opinions until after you listen to the podcast. That's how it works.
Well, you know.
But before we talk about Mitchells and the Machines, we got a butt ton of movie news to go through. And before we jump into that, if you are worried about what Camden and I's personal thoughts are about the first few episodes of The Bad Batch, good.
They're so worried.
Good. First of all, thank you.
They're concerned.
Don't worry. We have our first review up on the first three episodes on our YouTube page right now, as well as our Invincible Season 1 recap and Mortal Kombat review. If you didn't want to sit through the podcast, how dare you, first of all. And second of all, it's up there now if you wanted to do that. Sadly, Jackson will not be joining us because he hates Star Wars.
I love Star Wars. Actually, you're just wrong. Star Wars is my favorite show. I just hate you, Damon. And didn't want to do extra work for you.
So do you love specifically only the Star Wars shows or...
Oh, I'm just the biggest Star Wars fan. I remember when he said, Luke, I'm your father. That hit me really close. I was so sad.
Yeah.
He didn't even say that, Jackson. So stupid.
You know what's not stupid? All this dang news right here.
I think it's pretty stupid.
I don't think anything is worth talking about. Get ready for another mystery with more MCU actors guest starring in Knives Out 2. It made a huge announcement this week with Catherine Hahn, Janelle Monáe, Edward Norton, and Dave Bautista all being cast in the sequel to the murder mystery. Who's the killer? It's probably Dave Bautista, I'm going to call it.
I wouldn't. Dave Bautista would never kill anyone. Except maybe a lot of zombies in the movie that we're about to watch.
I guess we'll find out next week. that's a reference towards next week. Have either of you seen Knives Out?
I have, and I liked it a lot.
I've seen knives be like pulled out of things before, so I think I'm like on equal footing.
We got both answers. We got the real one, and we got the funny one, and that's all people are here to talk about. I mean, what more could you want?
You said it was funny.
It was funny, buddy. You're on the board. You're starting off early. You're batting 100 so far.
NBC will not broadcast 2022 Golden Globes amid widespread boycotts with hopes the HFPA makes good on their reforms in time for the 2023 ceremony.
That sucks. Maybe they should be not bad.
What was the problems with
them? About like inclusivity and like representation and things like that. You know, basic things that we still haven't gotten around to, you know, getting to.
Oh, you mean just equality?
It's very complicated when you break it down and put it into one word.
No, I would boycott them too because they don't actually have award-winning podcast host Dana Pacheco receiving a Golden Globe.
I'm still waiting.
We wouldn't get any credit though, so.
I would shout you out in the speech.
No, it's fine.
I want to thank my co-host Jackson Savastrini and my parents,
and then the other one.
And then that guy,
and the other one, the other guy. Get him out of here.
The guy who looks like a broom with a wig on both ends. You be the judge of what the hair is for this bottom part.
It's my toe hair.
Ew.
Speaking of toe hair, Nintendo will not... No, wait. Nintendo is looking to make more IP-based movies. Nintendo is working with Illumination Studios on a Super Mario animated movie currently. That's exciting.
Quick, everyone, give me your best Mario impression.
Yahoo!
That's a big Mario!
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm Mario.
My impression was Mario after he gets crushed by a swamp. And he's just slowly fading from life. I think it's going to be a very dark movie. I think they're going to finally make those steps that we've been asking for in a video game movie. None of this pansy sex violence like Mortal Kombat. No, we want the real gritty stuff.
I hope it's just sex like a remake of the old Mario Brothers movie.
Where they go to, where they're in New York and they're like, the Devolve Ray! Monkey!
Yeah, monkey.
Sex.
If they did that, I think that I would love Nintendo.
What if they had sex?
Who? No. Who? You just, no. Who's they?
You know, Mario and Luigi.
Hey, Mario, I found us a warp pipe. Luigi, I already know about a warp pipe, you son of a bitch.
I like that that's their voices.
Yeah, I like how Luigi didn't really have an Italian voice, and then Mario had the same one from the 90s movie. Luigi, you fucking moron. That's a classic Mario line. Speaking of classic Mario lines, Adult Swim is producing 3 new original movies based on their most famous series, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Metal Apocalypse, and Venture Bros.
Can I be a ninja, bro?
I'm pretty sure that one's pronounced Metalocalypse.
I know, I just kind of, I was going through the flow.
Yeah, you just suck.
Metaloc.
It's the worst.
Okay. All right. But have you seen any of these shows?
I've seen clips of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Do you think that, okay, do you think that we might be seeing more of these, like, shows that have been canceled or ended getting like a one more movie thing from like streaming services and things like that?
They get money if they do that, so I don't see why they wouldn't.
I agree. I feel like money should be the only motivator for anything.
I feel like money is the only thing that we should focus on ever in our lives until we have enough of it, until we can get to die.
Right? They say, I want to get, let's get people to Mars. How about first we get all the money on this planet first? And then we go to
and
Mars.
And then we all go to Mars, and whoever gets there first
gets all the Mars money.
Last penny. Yeah, but then it would account as Earth money then.
I think the exchange rate will be higher because it has to go for.
I think we're going to flood Mars's economy. And so they're going to, like, the value of the dollar there is just going to be nothing.
The first thing they're going
to
do.
So we're actually
going
to devalue the money by sending it to Mars.
The first thing we're going to do is open up a GameStop. Startup stocks there and just destroy Mars GameStop stocks, and then
or we make GameStop the only successful business on Mars. Like the only thing you can do there is go to GameStop.
You're in a rocket ship for literal months.
But don't worry, they serve food, but it's just like a soggy corn dog, and they're just like, here you go.
And they're like, I don't see a kitchen in here. Where did you guys make this?
Oh, it's been warming up in Tony all day. What?
And there's just a guy in the back of the room who's just named Tony. And they're like, oh.
He's just grunting. And you're like, oh. Oh, man. Sorry, that was good. Ellen DeGeneres show will end in 2022.
Woo!
Thank God.
Woo!
Let's go.
Let's go. That's one for humanity.
Ellen, more like dead.
Remember when she had
dead.
This damn Daniel kid?
Oh, damn Daniel.
That was
awesome. I've met the damn Daniel kid many times.
Met more than once.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I met Daniel himself. He used to be a swimmer for a swim team that we would do swim meets against. Mm-hmm. And so.
And you.
So you are an acquaintance of damn Daniel.
I wouldn't say I'm
Camden, you're the most popular person I know.
Thanks, Jackson. Is it because I know the damn Daniel guy?
It's exactly because
it's exclusively that last statement that you've just confirmed towards it.
Nothing else.
Have you talked to him before and you're like, back at it again? He goes, please, man, I'm trying to get past that part of my life.
No, it was like a well-known fact. You do not bring up the damn Daniel thing.
Did you beat him in a race and then go like, damn, Daniel, looks like he lost?
No, I didn't swim against him.
Oh, well, now you're not cool. He's not popular anymore.
Well, I talked to him a couple times.
You should, like, honestly, I feel like that would be a good way to sabotage his, like, his games. Just pay someone in the crowd to say, damn Daniel, when he's winning.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to go play some swimming?
Yo.
Yeah. Hit the meat. Sorry.
You idiot. You absolute.
The race? Is that what you call it? The racing?
Hear me out.
Yeah. The meeting.
I propose a new idea. Arby's opens up swimming pools across the nation. only housed for swimming events, so that way it's Arby's aquatic center. We have the meats.
Because like
because of the roast beef. I think
we should bring this to the CEO immediately. Do you guys ever find something in your belly button? And you're like, how long has that been in there for?
Yeah, I found a gun last week. I was like, what? How'd this 12-gauge shotgun get down there?
I'm just finding a lot of blood.
I just keep digging and there's more blood. I don't know why.
I think you accidentally opened a wound. Those might be your small intestines.
My small... Oh.
Yo, they looking pretty big.
I think I need to go to the hospital.
Speaking of going to the hospital, Emily Blunt is not confident in the possibility of an Edge of Tomorrow sequel.
Oh, what?
Oh. Do you guys think Emily Blunt is always high?
No.
Because she like has to be, right?
No.
Well, it's her name. It's like if I was named Joey Kills a Lot, I'd probably go kill a lot of people.
Just like how Dwayne the Rock Johnson is a rock.
Is just a rock all the time.
Well, his is in quotes, so he doesn't have to be.
No, it's his name, though. Those are the rules.
I'm talking first name Joey, last name Kills a Lot. Like, that's my legal last name.
And do you only quote, like, people who are named Joey from, like, movies and TV shows and things like that?
No, I'm still Joey.
Okay. These rules seem very fast and loose. Have either of you seen Edge of Tomorrow?
Isn't that just like 2 days from now?
No, that's the Tom Cruise one where they die a bunch. And also, goddammit, Camden, if you try to make another joke like that while I'm just trying to get a genuine answer out of both of you, I'm going to be very upset. I'm going to lose it.
That's good. I think we should let that happen.
You know what else we should let happen?
From It's Always Sunny.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That's officially wrapped filming, so we're getting ready to review that again.
Oh, give it up for Blue, baby.
Woo! Can't wait for Knuckles to punch some stuff.
Jackson, if you want to see some Knuckles, just look at your own hands, boy.
Wow, those are some pretty interesting Knuckles, but I'm talking more about the Echidna.
You know, the one with the four, I don't know how to word this correctly, the Echidna with the four penises.
What the?
That's true. Look it up.
Let's not get
No. We're Googling this right now. How many?
Danon brought up something weird that he knows and is now trying to justify it by looking it up immediately.
Echidna.
Why does he? Why?
Look at that. Four-headed penis.
Why? Why though?
I don't know. I didn't make the echidna.
Danon
is not God himself.
'Twas not I who said, you know, this animal needs four dicks.
Oh, it's because the actual animal does.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think I looked? That's disgusting. I didn't look up Knuckles the Echidna. Four penises? No, question mark?
That'd be stupid. That's dumb.
Camden, you totally looked it up.
Camden, you're sharing your screen right now.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what I looked up. How many penises does Knuckles have?
Oh, man. That probably did not bring up anything you wanted to see.
Well, here you go.
Oh, cool.
I'm not clicking.
Well, now I gotta click
it. It's real life. No.
Oh, that's the real life.
That's the real life one.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, that's just a human. Oh, it's like if you've played The Last of Us, it's like one of those spore zombies, but on an echidna's genitalia.
Huh.
Yeah.
Superposed, another example of bonkers biology.
This is why I trust science.
Nature is so intriguing.
Look at this bonkers discovery. Yeah, okay, that's reliable.
I never imagined that there were scientists whose job it was to manually stimulate an animal penis to the point of ejaculation. On some level, I knew they existed. I just sort of blocked it out till now.
Dream job?
Can I tell you guys something?
You know what,
really
Maya Chick once?
Yeah.
I agree.
The San Diego Zoo has this thing called the Frozen Zoo, and it's essentially just a bunch of animals' sperm all frozen. So that way, if they go extinct and we find out a way to, you know, like DNA clone based on sperm, then they can bring back species.
So what's
kind of cool, but kind of weird.
So what you're saying, Jackson, is after we're done recording, we're going to go get some Froyo.
I wish you never said that. I wish you never said that, Dane, and I want to leave the podcast
that,
right now.
That was one of the chances. Those were one of the. That was one of the situations where I wish we had live face cam and everything, because the faces both of you made were so different, but they shared the exact same feeling of, why did I have to hear that? I didn't need that ever to enter my ears.
God, why? Okay, we go from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 to Echidna Penis to Danon wanting to eat animal sperm. Can we go to the next piece of news?
We can. Disney's Jungle Cruise is set to debut in theaters and Disney Plus premiere access on July 30th. Wow.
Wow. Thank God. I can't wait. I was so excited, and now it's finally coming on July 30th. Oh, I don't care.
All of the
wow, Jackson!
All
just
of their premiere access ones have been doing terribly. So
yeah,
I'm not gonna watch it. I'm so I don't care that Dwayne the Rock Jansen is in it this time. You can go screw off. He isn't even a real rock. Terrible actor.
Bro, don't talk
about wow, dude, you are going. You're going for the Rock's 6 foot five throat right now, dude. What is up? Mm-hmm.
His throat is six foot five.
Yeah, it's a very, he looks like a giraffe. It's just a long neck. Why? Why? I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah, that's cool. There's like a story there. But Jungle Cruise?
Yo, I'm gonna have to disagree with this one. Isn't it just a tour of the jungle?
I could just look that up online.
I'm pretty sure I could just go to Africa.
I really want to.
Same experience.
Really want to ride a boat and hear people tell me what I'm seeing. Yeah, no thanks. I'd rather just sit on a boat and see.
Animals, they plastic too. They plastic.
That alligator's not actually shooting water out of his nose. That's all propped.
Mystery solved. Enola Holmes 2 is officially happening with Millie Bobby Brown and Henry Cavill set to return.
That's good. I'm glad Henry Cavill's getting work. I guess,
yes, Henry Cavill.
I guess it's just,
no more Superman.
Yeah, I guess he's just not Superman anymore. Man, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks for Henry Cavill specifically. Because they're still doing Wonder Woman sequels. They're going to do stuff with Batman. Yeah. But they're just like, oh, damn. If only we had an actor for Superman. Cavill, you're fired.
You don't look like him anymore. What?
What? I literally...
I'm literally perfect for this role.
I spent the last 8 years controlling my body to be the perfect picture image of Superman. Yeah, but...
We just don't like it anymore.
You died already, so...
It's like you already had your chance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't die next time or something.
Maybe don't have Lex Luthor be the villain. Could you do that, Superman? Maybe? Thanks. Speaking about thanks to whoever really... I think it was Entertainment Weekly. Thanks to Entertainment Weekly for the Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins first images revealed with a teaser of a trailer arriving sometime next week. So just next... if you're listening to this in the future, just go to the next episode. That we'll be talking about the Snake Eyes trailer then. But look, we got a dude flipping with a sword in his hand in the rain. Look at him looking at that sword.
I wonder if maybe they're going to pull out some dice in this movie and like roll the dice and it's two ones and they're like, wow, that was some G.I. Joe Snake Eyes.
So, why do they call you Snake Eyes? Because I always lose at dice. Five. Alright, not great. It just kind of like backs up a little bit. I don't know. I don't see why that, like, it doesn't seem like a lot of people have ideas on what they're doing with their movies.
I've never been a G.I. Joe Bros personally, so like, it just doesn't seem.
Yeah, I'm more of a Duke Nukem guy.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jackson.
Duke Nukem.
Well, no. He's the one in the video game.
Hail to the king, baby.
Yes, that's the classic Duke Nukem line.
Oh man.
But this seems very much of like an X-Men Origins Wolverine. As in oh god, don't let this be bad. Like X-Men Origins Wolverine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it's bad though, because then you guys are going to hate it and I'll go, haha, I don't care.
I had no stakes in this movie.
This movie wasn't even for me. But you know, it is for me. Not really, I haven't watched this either. New Masters of the Universe series has its first images revealed along with a release date of July 23rd. It looks cool.
It looks cool.
It does.
I mean, after we saw like the cast announcement for this and Invincible being really good, I'm starting to think maybe this is going to be really good.
I hope
yeah,
they
but
like...
isn't it like a remake almost?
No, no, no. It's like the old story just told differently. Like Invincible. Like, it's not going to be the same thing, but like the same concepts. The main thing I'm excited about, freaking Mark Hamill as Skeletor.
Mark That's Hamill, kind of awesome. Baby. He is so good at cooking ham.
He's just like, I played Luke Skywalker. Yeah, shut up, Mark. Give me more of that sweet, sweet ham.
Oh, God.
That ham-eating sound effect will now be on MP3 download on YouTube to MP3 after this podcast goes up.
On ham.danon.com.
Great. Now we got to buy another website.
I'm not doing it.
I bought the last one.
Jackson.
Sorry, guys. I have no money. I spent it all on hard drugs.
Well, at least you're honest.
Just kidding, guys. Damon's the one who does hard drugs of the group.
Yeah. But speaking about hard drugs, it ties perfectly into this next news bit, right, Jackson?
I don't think so at all, but Michael Jordan will appear in Space Jam 2, but... quote, not in the way you'd expect it, claims Don Cheadle.
Woo! Don Cheadle
Woo,
quote
Don
of the week.
Don Cheadle, baby. What is it, Jackson?
The Don Cheadle quote of the week or the Don Cheadle word of the day?
Day. Word of the day, please.
Michael Jordan.
Those are two words, but I mean, like, I get... I'm really excited for this Space Jams 2 because I think Don Cheadle being a bad guy is going to be very fun. Mainly because we get to see Don Cheadle.
Camden, pull yourself together.
Okay, what's the quote of the week?
Michael Jordan will appear in Space Jam 2, but not in the way you'd expect.
Dude, we just said the quote of the week. It's like you're not paying attention.
Okay. I get it, funny guy.
Speaking about not paying attention, all of us, because Zack Snyder just opened up on some of these dang details he was going to be talking about if Man of Steel 2 ever happened. He claimed that Brainiac was supposed to be the villain, with supporting roles of Feora and Lex Luthor reprising their roles.
That would have been cool.
I'm going to say something. Might be a little controversial. I'm pretty sure he's just making half this stuff up at this point.
Restore the
Snyderverse. Because he knows if he says it, and then they give, and then like the internet's like, oh, that'd be cool. The studios would be like, well, fine, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, do it.
But I mean, like I'm sure he had like Brainiac as the main villain, but there's no, like, all these little extra details are like, he was like, oh, the Phantom Zone was going to come into play and Lex Luthor would break into it. And you're like, there's no way you had all of
it. You had it this
You had it.
The man has a vision, all right? He knows what he wants.
What does he want, Jackson?
He wants Batman and Superman to kiss.
Don't we all? Oh my God. The tension there?
A lot of beard scraggling.
Which one of them has beard?
Both.
You want them to be full beards or like stubble?
Both. All in one face.
Both so full beard and stubble at the same time. I mean, technically stubble. You can't have a full beard without stubble, right? It's just overgrown stubble.
It's like stubble square.
I'm gonna make a barber shop where we focus on stubble and call it that.
Welcome back to another episode of Hair Politics. Today we're talking about beard squared with our professional scientist Camden Powell here.
Hello, it is me, Camden Powell, your professional scientist. Today I'm going to be teaching you professionals in the Stein stuff.
And not have a stroke live on camera.
Camden, you're defending your PhD. How could you mess up like this?
With all these children watching.
Camden's flunking out of the PhD program. This is so sad.
Oh, God. His whole future's falling apart in front of us.
Professional science on stubble and beards and stubble. Grows hard.
That's awful.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
John...
Oh, man.
We're a little bit loony tonight.
Woo. Do y'all know about Margot Robbie at all? Like, do you know about
him? I've never met him.
You've never met him?
No.
Well, I did, and he said that he wants to bring Poison Ivy into the DCEU and possibly explore the relationship between Ivy and Harley Quinn.
It's probably an itchy one.
Makes sense.
Mm.
Probably what?
An itchy one.
Oh, we got ourselves a bunch of stupid fucking comedians here tonight. Huh? Is that what we're doing? Jackson, you goddamn son of a bitch. You stay quiet for like 40 minutes and you come out the fucking gate.
Itchy
saying,
one.
Oh, it's probably an itchy situation with Poison Ivy, huh? God damn it, Jackson.
Oh, it's my joy to bring you pain, Damon.
But is there gonna
but that'd be cute.
Is there gonna be a DCEU for much longer?
I don't know.
Like, I get that
it seems like they're like, we'll just give the characters their own things and then just kind of forget about it, I guess.
Like, they're doing what, like, the Marvel movies did in the early 2000s, where, like, yeah, we got X-Men, we got Blade, we got Spider-Man. Are they gonna meet up? No, they're we got the X-Men and Blade
not
and
really.
Spider-Man.
I mean,
they're
cool, though, right? They're, like,
yeah.
With each other.
Yeah, I mean, they're together, but separated. Like, I mean, the multiverse is a cool concept, but I really feel like it's too much of a crutch for DC right now for them to go, like, we're doing another movie.
Multiverse. More like multiple universes, am I right?
That's the exact definition of it, Camden. Good job.
I know.
Miss Marvel Disney Plus series has officially wrapped filming.
Hey, just a reminder, just jog my memory, Jackson. What color was her costume?
Give it up for Mrs. Marvel.
It was the one color that Camden and I were right about and you were wrong.
Yeah, it was green for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see in August or whenever this comes out later this year. But,
Dan, if
no,
it doesn't
maybe
come out
you will.
In August, I'm going to be
gonna
so
die.
Disappointed.
If it doesn't come out in August. Oh, wait, no. I think I saw something. I mean, it's next week news at this point because we're already recording, but we'll repeat it next week. I think they're doing What If in August, like they're going to start that in August.
Oh, really?
So I guess we'll see. It might come out earlier, but I mean.
That's going to be fun.
Loki seems like it will be taken care of most of summer and then maybe afterwards. But, we'll see. You know what else we'll have to see? Anthony Mackie. He's new. Spoilers for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He's our new Chappy Cappy AmeriCappy. And he's preparing for his next big project as Captain America. And he will start filming in 3 months. So get excited about that. And when asked in a recent interview, Anthony Mackie isn't ruling out a Black Panther 2 appearance. But do you guys have any ideas about what project Cap will show up next in?
No, I don't got it.
Maybe he's gonna fight fight the enemy.
You know when you were like in second grade and you had to do a project but you didn't practice for it? It felt like that's what happened when I asked you both that question. You're like, Captain America, he's gonna
can I let you in on a little secret?
What's your secret?
Camden and I don't read comics, so we don't know any of the
don't
villains.
Tell him.
I mean, I never said that. Dana, what do you think is going to happen since you read the comics?
Everything I know is a lie. You guys don't read comic books? Shit, we're going to have to roll commercials. I got to get composure here. And we're back.
Welcome back.
That was a fun little commercial break we had. I think Captain America might show up in a future MCU project.
Wow, that was awesome.
Now off to Camden for the next piece of news.
New posters have dropped for Black Widow with a reveal of a new character played by O.T.
Fagbenley.
Thanks, Jackson.
O.T. Fagbenley.
Nice.
That's an interesting name.
You know what else is interesting? I'm going to throw a little question at both of you. Do you know something odd about one of these posters?
Why is he just in normal clothes?
Well, we don't know yet, but I'm saying, do you notice something else weird about these posters?
Why are the two people wearing the same costume?
Okay, something additional past that that's a little odd on these character posters.
One dude has a mask and a shield.
Close. Warmer. Stay on that one.
Okay.
Stay on Taskmaster. Okay.
He doesn't have a name. He doesn't have a name.
Good job. 500 points, Gryffindor.
What? I'm a Ravenclaw, bro.
Oh, because it's a secret who's playing him. It's probably going to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell us yet.
They take off the head and they take off the mask and his head is comically shrunk down to fit into the costume. He's like, you finally figured it out. It was me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, this whole time.
What if it's Chris Evans?
Whoa. And he's like, I never died.
The hit actor.
Also, I'm
Captain
evil.
Captain America. Grrr.
Look at these panther claws. That was my panther noise.
Okay, it's kind of weird, Chris Evans. We know you're Chris Evans, but yeah. All right.
The new Venom movie, Let There Be Carnage, has revealed a new poster and a new trailer, which we'll talk about in a bit. It looks very scary.
Yeah, but we'll talk about what we see.
Why
in the
is
trailer.
There Spider-Man?
Now, that was just a fan art one that
no, that's
Camden
the real one, I
wanted
think.
To put on the script.
I made it. Stop it. Put
I
it
see.
Back.
I was going to say, there's no way that Spider-Man's in this one because...
Spider-Man is dead now. He's dead.
He fell off a cliff and he doesn't have webs.
Forgot him at home.
He just died. He hit the ground when
Who
he fell.
Think is
made a lot of
sound.
Going to
be the villain in this movie.
Probably Venom.
I think it's the real Venom.
I think that's what,
within
that's what
all
the trailer
us.
Was leading
yeah.
me to.
But we'll talk about the trailer. In
maybe
just a
Mephisto
little bit.
Though.
Yeah. Oh,
that's how they're bringing in the multiverse too. So Mephisto's gonna come in this one and be like, "I was supposed to be in WandaVision."
Hey, look at me! The X-Men are coming to the MCU.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what's not coming to the MCU? Emily Blunt apparently. Oh, she's making it twice in one episode. Good job. She squashes Fantastic Four casting rumors, going so far as to say, "I don't know if superhero movies are for me. I don't
that's
really
exactly
like."
That's exactly what someone who would want to be in a superhero movie would say. Come on.
But I feel like her stating that like she doesn't even like superhero movies is a bit of a harsh thing to say in anticipation of being cast in the MCU.
Yeah, but they made her say that with a contract. It's called a
NDA.
NDA.
It's called
that. You know what else is that thing? The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 soundtrack, which is now finished. Any song guess? How did they finish it?
Skrillex.
Don't they just steal songs from people? So it was what? It was 70s, 80s, and now we're on 90s?
No, I think it was or always. Was it 80s, I think 90s? It was just always 70s.
I
mean,
80s.
I think it was always 80s.
Music decade is Guardians of the
Here
Galaxy.
At Roomies Talking Movies, we don't just talk out of our ass. We talk out of our ass after doing one Google search.
He revealed that the film would incorporate songs from the 60s and 70s.
Whoa.
Hang on.
How old is Star-Lord?
What even is Star Wars?
All right, Camden.
Boom.
Back at it again.
Boom. Let's see. It's not telling me years. I'm a little disappointed.
I'm pretty sure you just said 60s and 70s.
Yeah, only for Hooked on a Feeling.
Also, keep in mind that I don't think Star-Lord, per se, like, grew up with this music. I think he grew up with it because his parents, it was his mom's favorite music, right?
Yeah, he was kidnapped in, like, the 80s or something like that.
The rock and soul music is from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, so let's say early 2010s, right? Oh wait, no, because they stopped at Earth in an Endgame. So it could be any music at this point. Mm-hmm. That's actually a great point, Jackson. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. I'm very smart.
Nah, don't push it.
I'm pushing it,
Jackson. I just
please compliment
don't
me
Don't push
more.
It.
I need it,
Jackson. Your smile can crack 1,000 babies.
That's not a good thing.
The year is 19.
Actually, it depends. It depends. If the babies are scary demon alien babies, then that's a good thing.
And the president comes by and is like, Jackson, we need your beautiful smile to kill all these alien demon babies.
I would say no.
No, that sounds like too much.
Unless you give me $100, and then I'd say yes.
And they have like a briefcase.
That's called bribery.
They have a briefcase of like $1,000,000, and they go, yeah, $100, we could do that. You know what else
But Dana,
we can do?
You know what time
oh
it is?
Oh my god, Jackson, what time is it? Jesus Christ, stop yelling.
Not only time for you to get a watch, but also time to talk about some very terrible trailers, and also maybe like one or two good ones.
Maybe one or two good ones.
Our first trailer is The Forever Purge.
Okay, woo! This purge is gonna last forever, they said.
They did say, and as they killed Dana.
They killed Dana. Man, stop stabbing me up in my guts. Come on. I was in the trailer, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, you were in the trailer. Dane, he got paid $10 million for it.
They offered me a lot of money having no acting experience.
I mean, it's because they stripped you fully nude and cut off your penis live on the camera.
But I'm going to be a star.
It wasn't even prosthetics. Yeah, no, I don't. I think no one's going to want to hire you now because you'll be all off balance.
It is true. That's why the echidna is known to have the best balance in the animal kingdom.
Actually, worse. He's four times your average balance.
Wouldn't that make you more balanced?
No, because then you're overbalanced and then you fall anyways.
Camden, I genuinely want to have an answer to this. What the fuck does overbalanced mean?
No, that makes sense. Think of a scale. If you got an over amount, it tips. If you got an under amount, it tips this way.
That's not balanced then.
No, but it's overbalanced, it's underbalanced. And
he's so balanced, he can't balance.
Guys, I can't stand. I have too much perfect balance.
Whoa. Anyways, the Forever Purge is stupid. The Purge movie was a cool concept once. It needs to end. Thank you.
Oh, actually, we should tell the lovely listeners what this movie is really doing. So at the end of whatever Purge this is, 54th or whatever, they're all like, all right, guys, let's go back to normal. And then people on a farm just get kidnapped and killed. And they're like, whoa, didn't you hear the sirens? There's no more Purge. And they said, nah, man, this Purge is lasting forever. And they started killing people, which, I mean, I thought would happen after, like, the second Purge. It's amazing how they had that much restraint.
54 Purges?
Yeah.
You'd think people just eventually couldn't stop themselves, you know? They're like, God, I just want to kill someone throughout the year. Why can't I kill someone around Christmas time?
Or, like, someone's just like, oh, wait, I need to steal some food to feed my family.
God, and like, oh, well,
it's not the Purge, so I can't really do that. No crime.
But maybe with this Forever Purge, we'll have an end to all these stupid laws, and then it's just Mad Max all over again, right?
Then maybe we will never have to pay for anything ever again, because the stores will be restocked all the time.
That's how it works.
By the nice Purge people.
All the nice Purge people will restock all the food.
We kill them only once a
refill
week.
Refill so all the we gas. Only kill one a week. It's like, it's perfect. We won't run out of any resources.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You know what is running out of my resources called my soul? I don't care about this one bit. The Friends reunion.
Same. Boo.
And the next trailer on our list is The Protégé.
Wow.
Because The Friends reunion doesn't even deserve thoughts or opinions.
To those of you who like The Friends, okay.
But The Protégé.
The Protégé.
Doesn't look that interesting. I literally could not care less. Ooh, Samuel L. Jackson. Just kidding. No one cares. The Green Knight.
Well, I mean, The Protégé just looks like another John Wick copycat.
Yep.
But girl, I hate Dana.
Normal action movies.
But they already did that with Atomic Blonde.
But girl.
But Samuel L. Jackson. That's why I was making the thing.
But Michael Keaton.
They have Mace Windu in this movie.
Remember Batman and Vulture? He's the bad guy. Ooh.
The bad guy.
And it also looks like there's sexual tension between the hero and the bad guy.
Wow, wait. I missed that completely. Wait, you're telling me that there was a moment in the trailer where you're like, oh man, this main character and Michael Keaton are totally gonna bone.
Well, he was like, she's on my radar. She's interesting. Like, that's literally
she's
what he said.
She's on my radar.
She's on
my radar. I don't know how long ago you watched this, but that was one of the main things I took away from the trailer. It's like, why?
Well, give it back. It's not yours.
She's on my radar, you know?
Why'd that sound like a bomb about to, like a gas bomb about to go off?
It was. I'm dying.
You're a gas bomb.
So sad.
You know, it isn't sad. The Green Knight. It looks fine.
I don't even know what's going on.
It seems
weird.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. It seems a little odd.
This is another A24 film. They did Hereditary and a bunch of those other ones that if you don't like it, they're like, oh, you just didn't get it. Sometimes it's just not good. Get over yourself.
There was a green axolotl in the trailer. You think that has some significance?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Let's talk about Groot Knight, though. That was pretty cool.
Groot Knight, like Fortnite, but Groot.
Yeah, exactly. The dude got his head, the Green Knight got his head cut off, and he started talking while holding his head, and you're like, that's not how that works, Green Knight. What the hell?
Hey, how dare you?
You.
And then he turned into the Headless Horseman, and that's how the Headless Horseman
is. You think that the Tree Man is the Green Knight?
Yeah.
I disagree. I think the main character becomes the Green Knight.
Oh, you think it's going to be one of those cool artsy things where the bad guy, at the end, guy becomes the bad
guy?
He
was dressed as like a knight slash like king, and he was like in all green. So I kind of feel like that means he's the Green Knight.
I think the axe is green.
Well, it's not called Green Axe Jackson.
Well, you know, I think I used the color picker tool again, and I think the axe was green this time.
Yeah, you got, well,
I swear to God, it's
yeah, not I was about to say, trusting your guys' color judgment, this might be actually the Blue Knight, and you two don't know it. But you know what we do know?
I'm gonna kill you.
You know what we do know? Venom, let there be carnage.
Oh, I do know
Oh, baby.
That.
We haven't talked about this today.
Oh, baby.
This is probably the only good trailer, the only movie I'm excited for.
When did it say it was coming out again?
September, tomorrow. Which is odd. Think they,
tomorrow is September?
You think they do like
an
October
release?
We
needed to move into our apartment half a month ago.
These calendar days are just so confusing.
They're so confusing.
You think that Venom would come out in October or something like that, but...
That's a little biased.
I'm going to have to ask you to take that back. But
that was disgusting.
What do we think about our first live-action Carnage?
He looks great.
He does look
very
good.
He's in shape. He's been working out for sure.
That Jenny Craig diet has been doing wonders for good old Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is terrifying to look at.
Oh, yeah. How is Venom with his two arms going to fight Carnage with his eight arms?
Exactly. Venom should just, like, grow more arms or something. Oh.
The thing I don't get...
I guess he could.
Whenever they do that where, like, the villain just has more arms... What if they have, like, their arms replace their legs? Like, what do they do at that point?
They fall over.
Yeah.
Spider.
Yeah, but I mean, like... I don't know. I'm a little worried, though, that they're going to make Carnage bigger than Venom. When, like, in the comics and everything, he's, like, just dude-sized.
Dude-sized, yeah.
Like, because with the first one...
It kind of looked like they were gonna.
Yeah, like, with the first Venom movie, they picked a whoever villain. And they're like, oh, it's Venom versus a bad Venom. And then you're like, okay...
Yeah.
Like, the Carnage is like an actual...
But now it's the man.
Like, it's a character that people know, so hopefully they'll do it good.
It's the man.
It's the man.
The man.
But I did like... I liked all the comedy between Venom and Eddie. I think that relationship was easily the best part of the first movie. So seeing them, like, lean into that more on this trailer was nice.
It's funny because he wanted the chocolate, but the lady didn't have it. And so he said he was going to eat her. And that's funny because I, too, eat old women.
When you don't get your chocolate.
When I don't get my
chocolate.
I take out my steak knife.
That actually sounds terrible, by the way.
Why?
Because you said you eat old women.
But okay. Only if he doesn't get his chocolate.
Why are you judging? I thought this was a safe place, Jackson.
Come on. No.
No. No.
I'm going to call you out.
I'm wearing a wire, buddy.
No, not safe place. Actually, this is all just a setup. We've been framing you this whole time, Camden. You got caught red-handed. It took us 34 episodes, but we finally caught you.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Whoa.
What about it?
And this is a movie we watched.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it, Jackson?
I mean, that's up for discussion.
Jackson, did you watch the movie?
I did watch the movie. I'm just messing with you.
I don't think you watched the movie.
Jackson, the classic goofster, gaffster. The reason we decided to look at this movie was because this is from the same people who did Spider-Verse 3 years ago.
Dylan watched the movie. She wanted the audience to know.
Dylan, for the audience who doesn't know who Dylan is Camden's girlfriend.
I was just about to say, I don't think we've ever mentioned Dylan on the show.
Yeah, we have, just as my girlfriend.
Yeah, but now that there's a name to the concept, now they're merged together like a symbiote. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Mitchells and the Machine, not Venom and Carnage.
What?
I don't know, you kind of threw a wrench in my train of thought. The reason we were going to look at this movie, back on it, found it, hopped on the Polar Express, we're going, we're singing the song. The reason we wanted to look at this one is because these are from the same people who did Spider-Verse 3 years ago. And the animation style in that movie was, like, the best. Jackson literally won't shut the fuck up about it, so...
I love that movie. I love
that movie
people who
too.
Made that movie. And therefore, I will love Mitchells versus the Machines.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Hey, Hey, I got something to say.
Yeah, buddy.
At first, it was a little hard to get over the fact that the animation style looked like the Grubhub commercials.
God, you're not wrong. Damn it, Camden.
It did, didn't it?
Well, now you're I can't wrong. Unsee it.
Exactly.
Ah, no.
Grub what you love.
No. My Okay. Okay, I'll have it playing over when we're talking. The thing... God damn it, Camden. The thing that was a little bit jarring...
Instant fail. This movie sucks.
1 out of 10. No, the thing that actually, like, interested me about that up until you mentioned it, now I don't care about it at all, was how, although it was made by the same group and everything, the animation style was almost completely different. All the characters were of caricatures, not like comic book drawings or things like that. I mean, but clearly they're two different genres they're tackling. I really liked the animation style in it.
I liked it too. It took me a while to get over the Grubhub thing, but I did end up liking it.
Yeah.
It was a little too quirky at times. I did not like when they did the Gibbon monkey thing. Like.
The what?
Twice.
The monkey screaming.
The howler Gibbon monkey thing.
Oh.
Where they just flash it on screen and compare
this movie was like, it looks like it'd be perfect for like 2013.
This
fit in so well.
This is the emoji movie that the emoji movie wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it was a good movie, but it was definitely still like a kid's movie and like a little cringy at times. Yeah. But it was a good movie.
But this movie was a lot better than the emoji
movie. Quite a few animated movies that we would see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better than Sonic.
You bite your fucking
Sonic
tongue.
Sonic is live action.
And also, two completely different.
It made Dylan cry because she's silly.
Nice save, Camden.
Thanks, guys. I was going to say a nicer thing, like sassafrassy or something.
Yeah. Don't worry. Her glaring at you right now isn't anything indicative of what will happen the second we stop this recording and you have to turn off the camera.
I've decided that tonight's going to be our first ever overnight podcast.
The podcast that never ends. Please, guys, please.
Please, you can't leave. I'll be killed.
Let's go spoiler-free talk real quick for those who haven't seen The Mitchells vs. the Machines before we jump into spoilers. There isn't much to spoil about this, but the concept of this is Katie is going off to college to film school in L.A. Good job, Katie. But Rick, the dad, is like, oh man, I'm losing my connection with her. So we're canceling her flight and we're going to drive her to L.A.
Road trip.
And then Jackson, what's the big old kick in the patooey?
Uh-oh. Robots have stolen everyone on the planet.
A man has fallen into the river of Lego City.
Hey!
No, but robots do take over the world. That was pretty good. It was like we were the commercial.
That was really quick, too. The robots were pretty good at it.
Yeah.
They were efficient, but, you know, that's how robots are.
I've never met a robot that wasn't efficient at their job. My blender never fails.
So good, except sometimes it gets caught on the
ice.
I throw a whole watermelon
in there and it doesn't blend it. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's like the rind is a little too much. Also, I hate that we call it the rind of the watermelon. Why can't it be the shell?
That's exactly what I took away from watching Mitchells versus the Machines.
Me too.
I do think the pacing was a little bit off at times. This was almost a 2-hour movie.
Yeah. It felt like almost everything was established within 10 minutes. And then I was like, what's going to happen now?
Yeah, exactly. And like, this could easily have been an hour and a half movie.
Oh, yeah.
Not that like it's bad or anything, but there's definitely scenes that drag on far too long or like scenes that really didn't need to be there. But the way that it looks and the voice acting is really well done. So it's kind of like, all right, I'll give it to you. The best part, though, is the mall scene, which we won't spoil until Jackson fucking let me finish my goddamn sentence.
Then are we spoilers yet?
The mall scene, which we'll get into in just half a second, but it's very exciting. It's a good watch. Definitely don't watch it with your significant other and then proceed to make fun of them on a podcast. No, Camden, all right. Well, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah. I'm helping myself.
I'm gonna give this like
self-help all the
time. Like a 8 out of 10. It was a good watch.
I will give it
I just waited way too long.
A 7.43 out of 10.
Okay.
I was going to give it an 8.2.
I had to run through the hundreds of numbers.
Okay, so it averages at a 7.86 out of 10.
I don't think that.
I just pulled that number out of my ass, Camden.
7.86. You know what?
You know what? We're doing the math.
We don't need to calculate.
We're doing the math, right?
I think it'll be more like 7.8.
8 plus 8 point... What did you give it, Jackson?
7.87 8.2 7.88
plus 7.43?
Yes.
Okay, divided by 3. 7.87.
Yeah.
So I was right there.
I mean, there. You were like what? 20.
Dan is the mental math genius of this podcast.
Give me a question. I got it.
Danan, what is the square root of pi?
So let's get into that mall scene right there.
Danan, what's the derivative of x squared? I actually want to see if you know this.
The funny thing about it is that there were Furbies attacking the family. Oh, everything in the mall.
Do you not know the derivative of x squared?
Everything within the mall came to life. That was technology. Wow. And it was attacking the family. Wasn't that a quirky, funny scene, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really like that.
It was quirkier than a quirky snicker.
Probably the worst scene in the movie. They could have removed that whole thing and it would have still been a good movie.
It was definitely one of those things where it's like, oh, it's exciting. But the whole point that they went there was stopped at the end. So it's just like, oh, so we could have just not done this.
It was like, oh, that's a little annoying. And why did the robot just have a USB drive that he put the kill code on?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I got the kill code, you know. We keep it on us just in case she wants to kill herself.
I did like...
Oh, I like to think that the robot, like, created the USB on command. Like, he didn't just have it. He, like, created it inside him and then, like, put it out.
Like, he built an entire USB.
Yeah, built an entire USB.
That is so cool.
Put the kill code on it.
Fan theory.
I mean, they can do whatever. They can literally, like, move cars, dude.
What's your fan theory? Camden.
That was the fan theory.
Oh.
They can just make whatever they want.
I like this movie. It was fun.
It was so fun.
I like how the kill robots at the end could literally just slice up the other robots, like literally teleport behind them, nothing personnel kid, and kill them instantly. And yet a middle-aged mom was like, wipe them all out.
That was funny, Jackson. Can you just let it be a fun, funny movie, please? Okay.
Speaking about fun, funny movies, these robots suck at capturing 5 people. There's no way that they'd be that
you
confused
would think
by a
it'd
dog.
Be a little easier.
Like, hold on. Let's go back. A pug? They know what a pug is at this point.
But could it be a frog?
There's a pig, bud.
Or a loaf of bread?
Or a...
That was a very long swallow, and I'm a little concerned about
poopy
your health,
butthole.
Camden.
Me?
Yes.
I never swallowed, ever.
That's
don't
disgusting.
Catch me out here doing that shit. I don't drink or eat.
That's the worst joke of the episode, and you know it.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. Dan, can you cut that one out?
Bazinga.
All right, you said his classic Camden catchphrase.
It's my catchphrase. That's what I say.
All right. Back to the Mitchells and the Machines. If we were to compare them to this to Spider-Verse, not even close. Fuck you,
not
the Mitchells versus
yeah.
the Machines. Spider-Verse
is
way
an
better.
Easy 10 out of 10.
Spider-Verse is so much better.
If I were to offer an opinion on what would be the best superhero film, a lot of people would offer The Dark Knight or possibly Captain America Winter Soldier, but those people are plebeians. Into the Spider-Verse is not only one of the greatest superhero films of all time, it is one of the greatest movies of all time. That was me pretending
He's
to be Jackson.
A guy who didn't like the Joker.
Yeah, Joker sucked.
Bruh.
Hey, let's compare the Mitchells versus the Machines to the Joker. Mitchells versus the Machine wins.
I think we should kick Danan off the podcast.
Okay, right, you know what? No, no,
here.
You know what? The time
you're
is
out.
No,
you're
the
out,
time
buddy.
Is coming.
We're sorry, you're
no, 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 no.
Hey, guys, welcome back to another episode of Roomies Talking Movies. I'm your host, Jackson Savastreet. Joining me today is Camden Powell and not Danan Pacheco. Camden Powell, say something.
I am the only co-host on this show.
And our new co-host, Dylan.
Dylan Riley, congratulations. You're on the air. You ready to stop being stupid, Danan?
Guys, can I come out of the basement now?
No.
Guys, there's no air holes.
But you know, this is the, it's finally come down to this. Tell me why you guys like the Joker.
You wouldn't get it because you're not a member of our society, really. Exactly. So, like, at the end of the day, it's just, like, it's. I think it's just above your intellect level.
Yeah, you're just not smart enough to get it, Daniel.
No, but tell me why I'm not smart enough.
Me and Camden being the STEM majors that we are, like, we understand, like, the social and... Yeah,
like, the elevated, like, intellect level or whatever. I think it's what they call us. Better is, I think...
Like, film major, your major is analyzing films and their worth, their value. No,
Jackson, he's not a film major anymore.
Well, he was. When the movie came out.
Fair point.
And he realized that, oh wait, I'm really bad at this and I can't tell what a good film is, so he swapped the beauty of the Joker,
but he just couldn't get it. And so he thought from that point he's going to switch to communication so he could learn how to tell us it was bad, but he still hasn't done it.
Well, let me explain this to me. Me and my small pea brain, I clearly don't understand this. Yeah. What was the point of the dancing?
It was the vibe.
Oh, to show that he's a really good dancer.
He's so good at dancing, guys.
He was awesome at it. Like, no, come on.
You're telling me you didn't just get up out of your chair?
To show how mentally insane he was. You didn't get up out of your chair and dance?
Only mentally insane people dance.
Movie theater stares with him. You didn't?
Okay, a follow-up question.
My whole theater did. It was a nightmare. terrible for HR. 10 people died.
They all danced in unison, too. And you're like, how do they memorize this dance? This movie just came out.
Yeah, but some people were dancing on other people's heads, and that's where the injuries really got into.
And we really do live in a society. The Mitchells versus the Machines taught us a very important lesson. Don't be on your phone, or the robot overriding will happen.
So do you think that Apple and also Amazon are going to murder the CEO of this film company?
Because they're like, you weren't supposed to tell them.
Too much.
And then Jeff Bezos.
Mark was a cool dude, though. I liked Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, but imagine being that guy to, like, throw your phone away.
I wouldn't tell anyone. I'd be like, that wasn't me. I don't know why they did that. That's weird.
Yeah, it's so weird why the robots turned evil at the press conference. I don't know why.
I coded them to only turn good, really, if anything.
Really, like, if anything.
They'd be at least born evil.
If anything, I took away the evil part. So, can you blame me?
Yeah, I put it in me instead. That's just all me.
That's not a reassuring statement. But yeah, the Mitchells versus the Machines. That's a review.
That's the review, the Mitchells versus the Machines.
We literally didn't talk about anything.
We reviewed it. There's not much to talk
about.
We should at least, like, talk about the character dynamics.
All right.
Back to the review.
Katie was a quirky gal.
Reminded me a lot about Jackson.
Reminded me a little bit of Jackson.
You were the film major, bud.
Oh my
what?
God, quirky Jackson. That's what we call him back in college.
Oh, I hate you guys. Danny, you're literally the one who went to film school in LA, San Diego.
You went to film school 3 hours away from LA. You piece of garbage.
You're literally Katie from the and Danny, you're lesbian like Katie. So, if anything,
oh yeah, let's talk about that for a second. What did you think about that? Like, not forced, really, representation in this film.
It was perfect, but it was
also predictable.
Yeah, I thought
it was fun. I don't know if you noticed, but, like, towards the end, there were, like, little lesbian flag rainbows at the end.
Oh, cool.
It was there in the beginning, too.
Were they at the beginning?
Yeah, like, when they first introduced her character, that was, like, behind her.
Ah.
It was, like, a rainbow.
I must not have noticed.
It's like it's very much in the vein of Spider-Verse also, where, like, you rewatch it and you'll pick up details that you didn't notice the first time. It's really interesting.
Yeah, you rewatch it and notice the monkey scene. Yeah. And you're like, why did they add this?
Speaking about the monkey scene, well, let's talk about the dad, Rick. Heart of gold,
but he breaks phones and computers because he hates them. He likes nature.
He hates them. And he was right. They turned into robot killing machines.
How
many people do you think died?
5.
None. They're pretty nice with them.
A lot of people. Yeah, I mean, I think some of the rednecks.
Actually, do you think any people died when the containment unit fell over at the end?
Oh,
probably.
When that happened, I was like, oh my god, so many people are dead.
That just murdered a million people.
Oh my god. Oh, if that's like a quarter of the world's population.
How many people do you think were on that containment ship?
If it's
there
even
were six
a quarter.
Of them all around the globe.
Okay,
it was a fifth.
A fifth?
So it was a fifth?
I think it was a fifth.
Over a billion. Over a billion in each of them. At least.
Oh,
and when it crashed out, it looked like there were probably like 100 people.
Yeah.
Not a billion.
No, but that, okay, if there were to be at least 1.2 billion people in each of these containment units, and that fell, at least 100 million people died in that effect.
Oh, at least.
Probably. I mean,
I would say
if you were
90%
even...
of them would die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on like one of the first levels, you're probably fine.
And what about the people on the top? How do they get down?
They don't. They died. No, they all just whip out their screwdrivers and they just open it up real quick. No, because didn't the robots like turn good at the end,
I guess? But I'm saying like even when the doors were open.
Couldn't the robots just like let them down?
Yeah, but I mean like are they going to do that for a billion people? I don't think so. Robots are very lazy.
All of them in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
really wasn't long. I don't know how they also only knew there was five left. They're like, well, we're pretty sure we got everyone, but you know, we didn't get those five. They were too hard.
Speaking about five, we got two more characters to talk about. Next one's being Linda the mom.
She was an interesting
was
character because she was like useless for the entire movie.
By,
Maya Rudolph.
What's her name? Maya Rudolph, and she's fantastic. So that was it. Was good.
Those are good.
I enjoyed her.
Yeah,
it was good.
I like where she went on murdering and killed all those robots.
I did.
I loved
when
she murdered people.
Although I wish they had like established that she could do that earlier on.
Jackson, that's the funny thing. It's because she's a mom and she used her mom power.
Also, Jackson, and this might be a shot. This is still a children's movie.
Yeah, but Danon, there needs to be. This is the reason I gave it an 8.2 out of 10. Is because it's not even funny about it. It's pretty funny about it. But Danon, you have to understand that every little detail needs to be perfect, even in children's movies, or else I'm going to get mad. All right? And you don't want to see me mad. I'm going to kill a bunch of robots, even though I've never killed robots in my life before. Okay?
Yeah. And finally, we're going to talk about Aaron, the little brother of the family.
Who has a strangely deep voice for, like, what looks to be a 9-year-old.
It was pretty funny.
I thought the fact that he liked dinosaurs, quite relatable. Camden is known of being
a
dinosaur.
I am also a dinosaur.
a very well-known Camden Powell fact.
Yeah.
Camden is, in fact,
a dinosaur.
Want to hear my dinosaur
noise?
Yes. He's a very quiet dinosaur. He's a very shy dinosaur.
Yeah. Probably an herbivore.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
You
hear that roar?
Even,
that's totally a herbivore.
I'm reporting you.
To who, bud? The dinosaur police?
They're all your family's
Stop
dead.
I'm calling them right now.
That's way too many
Is
numbers.
Coming up?
There's way too many numbers, Camden. Oh, God, he's calling
The dinosaurs have good memory.
You wouldn't understand.
I'm not a dinosaur, no. But you know what I do understand? The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yeah, okay. Aaron was a little weird. But he was a nice, supportive younger brother. Pal?
And he had a dog.
Yeah, the robot.
Pal.
Yeah, I don't even know why they built up a twist about that. About who was controlling the robots. Since it all happened within the same 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't much of a twist. Although, duh.
Yeah.
We watched her get sad and angry.
Like,
but like whatever.
Whatever. God, this movie is totally unrealistic. Why was it?
I have a
us?
Question, and I know you might need to cut this out.
Yeah.
Do you think she like talks to him while he like, you know?
Camden.
Camden, I'm not
things.
Answering the question. This is a children's
but, like,
movie.
She probably does, right? I don't know. Like,
do you? No. Do you go, hey Siri, and then just start watching things?
She's always there, bro.
Oh my god, she was
always
listening.
There. You can't get rid of her.
Yeah.
Especially the CEO.
You know what, Camden? I'm going to leave that in just so that way everyone sees just the weird, weird questions
okay.
you ask.
All right.
But finally, and Jackson, I think most importantly, what did you learn? And only Jackson, what did you learn from this movie?
You know what I learned? By pausing at the right moments, it was very funny.
That is funny.
Two examples. One of them, you could pause on the screen of her YouTube channel and see that she has 32 subscribers. And you're like, why is the CEO of this giant company watching her videos if she has 32 subscribers? Like, how would he find her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. But what I'm really talking about is when they pulled up all the information they had about, like, the family. and then it was Aaron's search history, and it was all searches about, like, how to talk to girls, because he was in love with that one girl. Aww. And it was like, it was, like, really funny, too. It wasn't just, like, how to talk to girls. It was, like, how do dinosaurs, like, how to talk to paleontologists and stuff like that. just kind of in character. Because
he likes dinosaurs.
Yeah,
There's two traits. He likes a girl and the dinosaurs. And
that's really all you could look for in a good character. He'd
marry either. It doesn't really matter.
This movie, honestly, was very, like, wholesome.
Yeah.
And also it funny in, like, movie. Ways that you wouldn't expect it to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was stupid, but it wasn't, like, stupid as in, like, this is dumb. It was, like, this is funny.
It's silly, I think, is the
word. Yeah, it's like how
the only counter to the pods was the screwdriver that they all had. Because their dad wanted them to.
He knew what he was doing.
Exactly.
And really, that's all you look for in a movie. Well, that's our review of The Joker, and then followed by The Mitchells versus The Machines. Thank you all so much for listening in on our latest episode. We hope you loved listening to this as much as we loved making it. Next week, we will be reviewing Zack Snyder's latest film, Army of the Dead, full-on zombie tiger. You ready for that?
Nope.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, mixed answers. Like it. If you haven't already followed us on our social medias.
On Instagram at Roomies Talking Movies.
Twitter at Roomies Movies.
And you can follow us personally on our own social media accounts. On Instagram, I am at It's Damon.
At Camden Powell.
And at Jay Salvist.
We love you all so much. Stay safe. And like always, we will see you all next time. Take care.
Squidoodle.
Take care again.